Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, right here on My Talk 107.1. It's all about Kate Middleton, her body doubles, Photoshop photos, and also women that are accused of having an affair with her husband. First, we're going to start with Kate Middleton's double. Now, this is a woman who is a legitimate double, not from the palace, but she makes appearances because of her, you know, she looks like Kate Middleton. This is what her job. She makes appearances as Kate. And people were suspecting that this impersonator was the one outside the farmer's market with a fake Prince William.
Yeah, I don't think she looks like that woman that was at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
She looks, I don't know, I guess you're predisposed to be like, well, that doesn't look like her.
Yeah.
But she has a resemblance.
She does, and maybe not an up-close shot, but, you know, she definitely does. It just depends on which photo that you're looking at. And even the fake Prince William, in this article, you can it's on our show links page. You can see, like, some photos he doesn't really look like William, and some he does. There's a shot of them, like, holding a fake baby. He definitely looks like William there, and she looks less like Kate there and more just like a daytime soap actress. her name is Heidi, and she says, it's all gone too far now. It started as a joke about where is Kate, but now it's turned into a drama, really, so it needs to stop. And according to her Instagram page, Heidi Agin says, UK's most realistic Kate Middleton lookalike has professionally impersonated the future queen since 2012. And she says, that is not me.
So she's just getting attention.
She is, but we thought it would be brilliant if it was the two lookalikes who just went out to the farmer's market together. And they're like, what? We're just friends. We're going to the farmer's market. What's the big deal? Just to get attention. But she says it's absolutely, she was stunned to see them out there, that it was a rumor it was her. Kate was out shopping with William, and she looked happy, and she looked well. She's like, that wasn't me. That's really Kate. And I'm like, okay.
Obviously, yeah.
So that's what your NDA tells you to say.
Oh, so you think that would actually be her?
Well, as one TikToker pointed out, she does have similar cheekbones to the woman that people think was Kate, fastly walking outside.
Yeah, I don't think they look the same, because I think that person is way skinnier in the video. Like, that's the thing I think that made people think it was not Kate. But I'm just like, we haven't seen Kate since December. I mean, she could be radically, look, I'm not here to say she's not an impersonator or somebody that showed up as a body double. But I think when I watched that video, I was like, the only thing that tells me is that Kate could be radically skinnier than she normally is. And would it surprise us that after an abdominal surgery that she would look incredibly thin?
I think Kate is incredibly thin anyway.
Yeah, I'm just saying, compared to the usual Kate that they put, you know, that video up against, it looks like that person is a lot skinnier, which is why I think a lot of people have said it's not her.
Oh, I'm just saying, I haven't heard any of that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think if you just realize that it's very possible that her body has changed over the last few months been out of sight.
What she doesn't have is a Brazilian butt lift, which is one of the rumors that she was getting.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was a yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. Now we also have Rose Hanbury, who was the woman alleged to have had an affair with Prince William. She responds to all the rumors, and she actually, through her lawyers, said that the rumors that she had an affair with William are completely false. She's making this known by not speaking directly to tabloids, but by using attorneys, which scares the tabloids. And I think that's the best way to handle it. Well, it definitely sends a message saying, if you say this about me again, there might be some trouble for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a cease and desist as well.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's not going to stop the blind items for sure.
Mm-mm. No. I think that...
The conversation about Rose Hanbury has been out there for a long time.
I mean, right, since at least 2019.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah. So she says that's not true. Of course you're going to say that.
Going to say, are you? Actually, all of those affair rumors yes. are true.
Well, some people said that it was her outside the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. I don't
and
think
I'm
it.
Like, well, she now you're really like, going down Looney Tunes road.
Yeah, it doesn't look like her at all. She no. kind of looks like, what's her name?
Somebody from Downton Abbey?
No. The actress. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
why can't I think of her?
Are you talking about from Killing Eve?
No, no, no. Very famous actress. She did Les Mis.
Oh, Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
She would definitely be able to play her in the movie.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's get a movie going. But we don't have time. We have to go back in time and prevent COVID.
Yeah, we got a lot on our plate. Yeah. It's fine.
Anyway.
All right, so Rose Hanbury definitely not having an affair, although odd timing. Thanks for showing up right now. I mean, again, it seems like these are just like the people involved who need attention. Like, hey, guys, I just wanted you to know I'm here, too.
Oh,
also, it's
gosh.
Not working for Heidi because she's only got like 4,000 followers on Instas.
Well, let's follow her. I mean, what's it going to harm us?
I mean, well, she's going to show up in your feed. That's I will fine, say, too, the guy that she is with, I don't feel like he's a very good Prince William lookalike.
Yeah, there are a few pictures where it really does look like him. And then it just depends on the lighting.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. But with a ball cap on, he might be mistaken.
That's true. Yeah.
But she did, William in that video had a ball cap on.
All right. Thanks for those updates, Dawn. Mm-hmm. When we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, I talked to my mother this morning. I was on my dog walk. We haven't caught up since I got back from my trip. And she goes, your stepsister called me and she just got scammed by artificial intelligence.
I can't believe this story. I can't wait for you to tell the listeners.
I'm going to tell you the story when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Head to DakotaDental.com today. Make your appointment, would you? I want you guys to take great care of your smiles. You deserve them. You deserve to be at your very best. And frankly, you deserve to get the very best in dental care. And you will at Dakota Dental. I've loved my experience with Dakota Dental. I've been going to them for years. All of my regular checkups, routine cleanings, procedures, even up to and including dental implants. I just had that experience last year, and I'm so grateful I did it with Dakota Dental because I could not be happier with my smile. They took care of everything and explained everything all along the way. Truly happy with the results. You and your whole family will be. In fact, I love Dakota Dental so much, I'm going to do the polar plunge with them this weekend. I'm jumping into an icy lake with my friends at Dakota Dental. And you can too. Actually, you don't have to do that. But go get your appointments today, DakotaDental.com. Tell them Bradley sent you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Bradley has a fascinating story about how AI can scam you, and I'm going to stop talking because we need as much time as possible to talk about this.
It's going to change your life forever. No, I don't know. I was on the walk this morning with my dog talking to my mom. That's when we usually catch up, and it was freezing cold this morning. It's like, oh my God, it's so cold. Anyway, we're walking through the park, and my mom's like, your stepsister, she says my sister, but for the sake of discussion, yeah. So you know my stepsister. So she has a different mom is my point, because that'll matter in the story. So she goes, yeah, your stepsister just got scammed by AI. And I was like, what? How is this possible? So my mom was on a work trip and Janet calls her
Janet's your stepsister.
Yeah, yeah. And Janet says, couldn't you call me when you get a chance? My mom was like, oh, that's weird that she would call me on my trip because she knows I'm on a trip. Blah, blah, blah. So she's like, I better call her just in case. And she's like, is everything okay? And Janet's like, well, so my mom, that is her mother, had called her to see if she was okay. Like, are you okay? And she was like, well, yeah, of course I am. Why? And she's like, well, turns out, Dawn, her mom got a phone call. Now, I've heard of a scam like this before where somebody says, like, your loved one has been in an accident and they need your help.
Yes, they usually do this to grandparents.
Yes.
Like, your granddaughter's been in an accident in a foreign country or
and
something.
And Janet's mom is older,
yeah,
right? As our moms are these days. And so I've heard of that scam. So she said, yeah, apparently someone called her, but, and this is where it got creepy, the person calling was Janet.
Excuse me.
It was her voice. It was an artificial intelligence version of Janet's voice speaking in real time to her mom and saying, I've been in an accident. It was my fault, so I got put in jail. I mean, and she knew relatively quickly. And here's the other thing. I don't have all the details, so I can't tell you exactly how this went down. But I will. I'll totally lie. No, and you don't know that I'm not artificial intelligence right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody's putting any effort into making this voice sound real. Anyway, she said this artificial intelligence voice in real time was saying, I was in an accident, but it was my fault. So I got put in jail and I need $12,000 to, you know, bond out of jail. And she said, because my mom said, yeah. And she said the voice was responding to her in real time as Janet.
Oh, my God.
And she said the voice was creepy. Like, she knew it was fake or it was, you know, darn near convinced it was fake because it was just sounded so ludicrous, but that she was creeped out because the voice sounded so real
and answering questions.
Yes.
So someone was like clickety clackety,
like,
clickety.
Well, I don't know if they had, like, we were talking about off the air, like maybe it was a soundboard kind of thing where they just have, yes, that is correct, or, you know, just stock answers in that person's
anybody
voice
would ask. Yeah.
But I thought, well, maybe they, like, I don't know how artificial intelligence works. Maybe they can even just type it in like real time and it spits out the voice. But I started, you know, I started thinking, like, this is terrifying. Because now you know a scam like that sounds pretty scammy, although I'm sure a lot of people fall for it. But, like, those of us who are paying attention maybe wouldn't fall for it. But what if that voice that did sound super convincing was just, like, I don't know, telling you all sorts of other things?
I mean, how can anybody be credible anymore? It's like people could frame you into saying that you said these things and they recorded it on the phone, but it's really an AI voice. Damn it, Janet.
I know, right? So it was terrifying. But I also said to my mom, like, well, how did she get, like, how do they think? Because they had her mom's information, like, to contact the mom. And she was like, well, what she thinks is that it somehow got her contacts, like her phone contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, as for her voice, like, how did they get her voice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she and her daughter are doing, they're learning German right now on, like, Duolingo.
Oh.
And she was like, the only thing I can think of is that, like, the app somehow got hijacked because they're constantly talking into the
app. I have Duolingo for Japanese.
Well, and I don't want to say it's Duolingo, but because then I,
okay,
I thought,
so,
like,
it's just,
it could
it's
be
an app. It's a, it could a language be, learning an app.
No, I think there is Duolingo. Okay. I'm just saying, like, it could be any app on your phone that is using, that is listening.
If you have it, if you have the microphone on.
Yeah.
And some of them, you're like, why does H&M need a microphone?
Yeah, exactly. So then I thought, well, great. Now I got to get rid of all of my apps. Because think about, like, literally an AI-generated voice that could just call and be like, you know, sound real. And get your partner to be like, I need a lot of money.
And then, like, wire it to this. Like,
yeah. Although I don't think, at the point that you would ask me to wire you money, I'd be like, what? I'm going to call you back.
Yeah. Can I Venmo you?
But it's still, it would be still, like, creepy to all of a sudden hear somebody's voice.
Absolutely. I mean, especially if, like,
I think I would just immediately ask identifying questions. Like, when, you know, like, if it was your partner, what was our first date?
Yeah.
Because they might have like your actual information, like what's your birth date, what's your social security number. They might have all of that.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have like the soft knowledge about you things. Well, you know, like not hard facts, but
not something that, you have to put on a form.
Yeah.
But things like what was your first grade teacher? Like those qualifying questions that you fill out on whatever.
Yeah.
For your passwords and things like that. That is so scary. Somebody could really mess with someone and gaslight them into thinking that they're not in their right mind.
The older folks in your life, too.
Yeah.
Right? Because my mom, I don't think she'd be prone to a scam like that. But there are so many times when we get emails and texts and stuff that you're just like,
see,
you don't think, you're just in the habit of responding to things or clicking on things. And before you know it, somebody's fake voicing you to, you know, wire them some money.
I know that my mom would immediately call my sisters. Like, she wouldn't do anything. She would be like, okay, let me. And then she would just, because they like to gossip about me.
Case, her mom just called her back.
Yeah, right.
And said, did you?
Yeah, because I'm sure it's coming from a different phone. Like, I'm calling from the jail phone.
Yeah.
I know,
but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, you don't know. She might sound like that. I don't know if they can't mask a phone number these days. Like, I don't trust any of that. Whenever I see a phone call, a phone number come in, 9.999 times out of 10, it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Meaning the number that looks like a local number, it's not anybody that I know.
Oh, man. That's just really, well, I just wonder why they would be, how many people are they doing this to? Just like, did she call like the, I don't know how you, she saved the number and like report it?
Yeah, I don't know. The phone police?
I don't think any of that would
matter because somebody that is that.
How many people are they doing this? Like scam artists?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's
I'm sure it's a spoof number. Like I can't imagine they're calling you on a real number.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's why with even like with all the political texts, you sign up for one thing once, Dawn, and my God, my phone will not shut up like four times a day.
All.
I do too, but it doesn't matter. They get new numbers every time.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, this is Bob. The world is about to end. We need your money now.
And you're like, Mr. McCracken, go back to just, you know.
You don't need my money. You need to give me money.
Yeah.
For taking up all my time.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, so be careful out there, kids. If somebody calls and it sounds too good to be true.
Or weird that it's beyond something that is in their normal character.
Hang up and call the FBI. When we come back.
If they usually are in jail, just don't answer this time.
Well, if they're in jail, that's their problem anyway.
That's right.
I ain't bailing you out of jail.
Well, I know who not to call.
You're welcome.
What's coming up next?
Dreamweaver.
Yay!
Little blind spot.
Hey, it's Bradley. Have you been thinking about window treatments for your home, but you've been holding out for a good deal? Well, I have good news. That deal is happening at Little Blind Spot with the Hunter Douglas Style and Savings Event. Now through April 1st, you can get a $75 rebate per shade when you purchase 4 to 10 Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades, Pirouette Window Shadings, Silhouette Window Shadings, or Vignette Modern Roman Shades, including Power View Automation. Other exclusions and restrictions apply, so ask for details. Hunter Douglas window treatments are a smart investment. Apart from the design improvements, there are many practical benefits. They improve the lifespan of your furniture, the quality of sleep you get at night, and even the amount you pay in energy bills. Every penny you can save counts these days, and so does supporting local. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today or online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
A little blind spot, we're big on service.
Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Today's kind of like we swipped and swapped things because appetizer madness happened in the first part of our show in the 12 o'clock hour. So we moved blind items to this part of the 1 o'clock hour. And now we're going to do dreams right here, right now.
Why don't you tell me about your dreams?
I was back in high school, and I was supposed to take a test.
I was making it work again.
I was driving my car, and I couldn't control it. Then I fell off a cliff with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do you know what this dream means?
Dreamweaver Dawn. Dreamweaver Dawn.
Hey, Hey, Dawn, you want to interpret some dreamage?
Yes.
Good, because listeners sent in their dreams. Listeners will tell you how to do that yourself if you got a funky dream you want Dawn to unroll for you. And it's probably not good news. A lot of times it means something bad's going to happen in your life. No. And Dawn will break it down. No, I'm kidding. Let's start with Tess. She sent you a dream, Dawn. She would like you to interpret. You ready?
Yes.
Dreamweaver Dawn. In my dreams, I have a boyfriend. Oh. Mm. Sounds kind of sad. Does she have one in real life?
Well, read on.
In my dreams, I have a boyfriend, but never a face with this boyfriend.
Less stalking.
Oh, got it. It's not like he's headless. I never recall a face to remember who he is. When I try to recall, I can't. It's not a cheating dream. I am single.
Okay, Tess. Your boyfriend in your dream, or if you were married, your husband, is your subconscious mind. This is the part of you that stores information during the day and then gives you a feedback whenever you go to sleep in the form of a dream. It's also the part of you that you bring from the inside of your inner soul, your purpose here on earth, with your conscious life, and you bring those together to create ideas. So your conscious life and your subconscious life, that intermingles to create new things in your life. So what I'm seeing here is that you have an unfamiliar part of your subconscious mind, but you know that you probably want to make a connection to that part of yourself to bring new things into your life, but you aren't able to do that yet. It's just an unfamiliar part of your subconscious mind.
Got it. An unfamiliar part of your subconscious life.
Yeah, of your subconscious mind.
Not subconscious mind.
Yes, subconscious, you know.
Got it.
It's the thing that's recording
underneath
everything.
Underneath your conscience.
That's right.
Conscious. Yes.
Yes.
A lot of big words today.
You know big words.
Hey, you want to do another dream?
Yeah.
Good, because Shauna sent you a dream, and she says, "Hi, Dawn. I've had the consistent dream of being at my childhood home, and my brother, who passed away in 2000, appears, and then it switches to seeing a wolf, and I'm near a lake and snow, and then I wake up."
Okay, I would say that your home is your frame of mind. So if you're dreaming about your childhood home, this is a comforting, depending on how your childhood was, but it's an old frame of mind. Let's just say that you had before you developed into an adult. So it can be ways of thinking that, you just don't really think about. We all have an inner child, right?
Yeah.
So this is a familiar frame of mind that you're in when you dream about that house. Your brother actually represents a part of you that is in your subconscious, but it's not like your inner authority. It's more like the companion part of yourself, I would say, that is not a part of your conscious way of thinking. And most importantly, what you need to do is think about your brother and think about three qualities about your brother. And that is what you're dreaming about, that you don't always bring out to people. Okay, then it switches to you seeing a wolf. A wolf is an animal, and that is a habit that you have. And if you're near a lake, it's also your conscious life experiences. Being near the water, you're not drowning in the water, you're not overwhelmed, but it seems like in order to cope maybe with whatever happened, you have a habit of doing something that keeps you not feeling overwhelmed.
Okay.
And like drowning in the water. You're observing things. I think you're the type of person who actually doesn't get in the middle of the action all the time. You kind of sit back and observe things. And you have a habit of doing that. And then also you need to work in, because I don't know about your brother or what he was like to you. So just think about those qualities and just sitting back and observing other people.
All right. Observe away.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shauna. Hey, Dawn, I got another dream.
Okay.
I found one. It's from my friend Christine Marie. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Good. She says, actually, Dawn, I have two dreams. Sorry. First one is repeated often. This is the first one. I'm in college. I can't figure out where to get my schedule, where my locker is, where my classes are. Therefore, I miss most of my classes for the semester. I can't figure out how I got to campus. Car, bus, bike, walked. I struggle with directions on how to get home. I keep taking more and more classes, not because I need to, but it's more like I never want to leave. She does say, FYI, I went to college, loved it, got good grades. I've always been horrible with directions. How do you do things in driving?
Oh, how do you do things in driving? Okay.
How to do things, I think, is what she meant.
Oh, I
like
see.
She's been
oh, I see.
Horrible
okay.
with directions, like how okay. to do things in driving.
Sure, sure. Okay, so you are dreaming about a place where you're... This is a place just mentally where you're taking in new ideas. It also has to do with a collective consciousness, because any large building or organization, you could be dreaming about just some type of an organization. It does not have to be school. You don't feel like that the lessons that you've learned, like life lessons, prepare you every day for what you're going through. I have this dream also.
Oh,
like
okay.
every time we have, you know, something that not trivial things like, oh, I forgot to go get groceries today. But like things that are like, this is important and I'm learning something from it. There can be painful things in your life that maybe you didn't make right choices and now you're paying the price. Or let's say you get an opportunity to repair a friendship or a relationship and you pass on it because you are holding on to guilt. Those are life lessons and things that, you know, you learn through experiences. So whenever you feel like you're at school and you're unprepared, it's not about schoolwork. It's about, have I absorbed the things that I could have learned from past experiences that will help me today? And sometimes we get panic, like, I know this, you know, or you get caught in the same cycles. So that's the whole panic between like not being prepared for classes, not knowing where your classes are. It's like the class of life, essentially.
Got it. So it's okay? not about.
Yeah. You know things,
yeah.
Kristen. You just think you don't know things.
Now, Kristen had a second dream. She said this one occurs once in a while. I have a substance like rubber cement in my nose. I keep pulling and pulling to get it out, but I never can.
In my nose.
Yeah.
Okay. So anything involving your face has to do with you. You feel like there's a part of your identity that isn't real, that you probably show outwardly to people. It has nothing to do with like fake boogers in your nose. That's rubber cement. It has to do with like you realize that what you present to other people is something that you don't necessarily like, and it's kind of for show. It's kind of foreign. Mm. So you're kind of picking at your identity, and you realize I'm making up this part so that I can please other people.
Yeah.
So that has to do with that other object on your face that's sort of blurring who you really are. So that's what I would say that one is. And Kristen, please write down the next time you have these dreams, I want you to reflect on what happened the day before.
Yeah.
Because that's going to, and also to Shauna, like the pattern, if you have recurring dreams, it's like you need to recognize what happens in your life to cause you to have this dream, because that's where the lesson is. Like your soul is saying, hey, we did this before. So
pay attention.
Yeah, you'd think it would just, your brain would just say, play out what happened today and have you doing something that is the alternative to what you did. But our brains like to invent stories and, you know, it's not so easy for us to learn those
lessons. Pay attention is the key. Dawn,
yeah,
thank
journal.
You.
Yes.
For listeners who want to send you their dream to interpret, what do they need to do?
Go to our website, mytalk1071.com. And excuse me, go to our show links page or show page and you can find my email there. Title it dream in the subject. You will probably, I do not reply to the emails. I just interpret them on the air. So you won't
Fabulous.
Hear from me, but you will yeah. hear it on the air. And I'm about, you know, it's about 3 weeks behind if you email me.
All right. Thank you, Dawn.
Watch this space.
Usually that will take place in the second hour of our show on Wednesdays, but today because of Appetizer Madness. When we come back, bye. I actually have to run. I'm
going
to be co-hosting Twin Cities Live with Elizabeth Reese today. So tune in at 3 p.m. on Twin Cities Live. We're going to be talking about all sorts of fun things, Dawn, like the cruise I just went on, but also Blinded by the Item. Elizabeth is going to solve her own blind item today.
That's fun.
When we come back, though, who's going to be playing the game with you?
I think Grant.
Okay, great. So Grant will be playing the game that Mike will set up for you guys after he spins his game show roulette wheel. I'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll be right back on My Talk 107.1.
Thanks for hanging with us today, especially in our first hour broadcasting live from App Madness. Ooh. That was a lot of fun. If you missed any of it, you can listen to it in podcast form. Just go to our website or wherever you get your podcast. Now we have Grant in the studio.
Heyo.
Bradley had to run, catch him on Twin Cities Live just in a few moments here. But until then, let's play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
We wrap up each show with a little game show roulette, spin the roulette wheel, find out what we're going to play. Now, sometimes when we have guests in, we always play the same game because it's quick, it's easy, and everybody knows how to play. So let's just go ahead and play this one. Oops. Come on.
That's a lot of music, but I love it. Yeah.
It's a little mashup.
A little mashup, Family Feud, is what we're going to play today, Grant. You ready to play?
Oh, yeah. Always.
All right. Don, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. You know how it works. It's Family Feud. We're going to run through a few questions here. You guys try to get as many answers as you can on the board. Of course, if you get the highest answer the first round, you get control of the board. You'll have a couple of strikes to play with, and then your opponent gets to steal all the points at the very end if you miss it. It's Family Feud. You guys have watched it no matter who your preferred host is. You've seen the version of a version of the show. Let's play.
Yeah.
Are the two of you ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right. Put your hands up on the buzzer there. No, don't press it yet, Grant.
I'm sorry. Jeez. I know.
Get your hands up there. Get ready to buzz in. Use your name as your buzzer. Here you go. Here's your first question. Name something that might be brewing.
Dawn.
Dawn was first.
Coffee?
Coffee. Is coffee on the board? That is the number one answer. Coffee could be brewing. Is that going to be your answer, Grant? We'll see. You might have a chance to steal, but Dawn, you've got control, assuming you want to keep it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I only have like a couple of answers.
Well, you've got a couple of strikes to work with as well. So name something that might be brewing.
Beer.
Beer. Show me beer. Yep, that's up there. 28 points. Up to 65 points already.
Okay.
You guys go.
How about tea?
Tea. Is tea on the board? That's the next answer. 17 points. You've got three answers still remaining on the board. Again, name something that might be brewing.
I'm going to say a witch's stew.
A witch's stew.
That's what I wrote down, yes.
Show me that witch's stew.
Oh, I would have thought for sure.
Okay.
The witch's stew is not up there.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well.
Got three more answers to go. Name something that might be brewing.
Oh God, this is not going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say kombucha.
Kombucha. If kombucha is up there, you're going to get those points. Otherwise, Grant's going to have a chance to take control. Kombucha. Not there, Grant. You've got three answers to give me, and you could steal all 82 of these points up for grab in addition to whatever you give me. Name something that might be brewing.
Oh, I mean... I have two things that one is radio friendly. Well, how about a fart?
Huh? A fart. All right. Name something that is brewing.
Stomach's a bubbly.
There you go. If fart is up there, wow, I love my job. If fart is up there, you're going to get all of the points. If we don't hear the fart, then it is not going to go your way.
Come on, baby.
Only time you'll hear me say this. Show me fart. Sorry, not there. You guys went really literal with it.
Oh, I want to guess something.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Tension?
Tension is a really good guess, but not there. Oh,
okay. Ideas?
Three answers you could have given me. A plot.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was three. That was our number six answer. A storm was worth 5 points.
Oh, storms are brewing.
And one more. Trouble.
Trouble's those are all very good answers that I could not come up with.
We were very literal.
Well, 82 points going to Dawn, though, so that was well done. Let's go ahead and move on to question number two. You guys ready?
Yeah. He is.
Name something with teeth.
Grant.
Grant.
All right. Humans.
Show me humans. 19 points for humans.
Okay.
Dawn, you could take the top answer and control the board if you give it to me.
Shark?
You have to be far less specific. Any animal. We're 66 points. There you go. So you still got three more answers on the board. You've got to control, again, 85 points up there. This is going to be a big...
Above humans?
Yeah, animals were sick because it's every animal.
Yeah, that makes
66 sense. Points. Humans had 19 points. You still have three answers on the board. Name something with teeth. And again, we're no longer talking about any form of life.
Okay. Oh.
Okay,
oh, a zipper!
Zipper! That's worth 2 points. Nicely. Actually, sorry, 4 points.
Ooh.
So you still got two more answers up there. Okay. You're up to 89 points. Look at you go. Again, tell me something that has teeth.
Oh, no.
Not living.
Yeah, animals and people already already gone.
Teeth.
Something with teeth.
A monster?
A monster. No, monster not there. You've got two more answers on the board and one more strike to work with.
Okay.
Name something with teeth. Grant, you keep thinking. I'm trying, get a chance to steal here.
I'm trying.
Grit.
What's that?
Grit.
Grit.
All right, show me grit.
Like, no, you grit know, your teeth. Moxie grit.
A moxie grit that got teeth. Okay, you know, okay, I see what
it's
you're
like
going.
Like an attitude.
Sure, it's not up there.
I was hoping you'd get one there. So like, I am just.
Well, you've got a chance to steal all of these points. 89 points up for grab. Just something give me something with teeth.
With teeth. That's not living.
Chance to steal all the points. Something with teeth. Grant.
A doll.
A doll. If doll is there, you're going to steal all the points. If not. It's going all to Dawn, and she's got a huge lead. Show me a doll. That was a really good guess, I think, but not up there. I'm sorry. All those points heading over to Dawn as well.
Oh, you're dominating.
89 more points. You're up to 171.
Jeez.
We better make this next question worth double just to make it interesting.
Why not?
What were the other answers?
The other answers you could have given me. A saw.
Oh, yeah.
And something I know absolutely nothing about. A comb.
Oh, the teeth on a comb.
Comb have teeth.
That's
as well.
Right.
Those are answers you guys could have given me, but you did not. We are moving on. Double points now. Double points round.
Yeah.
It's going to maybe come down to this if you guys can get enough points. Here we go. Let's see if you guys can run this category. It's possible, I think. Name a soda that people like to drink.
Grant.
Grant was first.
Coke.
Coke. That is the number one answer. It is worth, now I'm trying to do the math on the fly, 78 points. This is a double round here. Okay. So 78 points, and you've got control because you gave me the top answer.
Yeah, that's right.
Go on a run.
Grant.
Pepsi.
Pepsi. That's the number three answer. You got 28 points for that one.
Root beer.
Root beer. Show me root beer. Not there.
Oh, wow. That's offensive.
Name a soda that people like to drink.
Orange.
You've got Coke and Pepsi so far. You're going with orange. Show me orange. Wow. Not there. Dawn, you could have maybe the most dominating performance we've ever had in the history of Family Feud if you give me one of the four remaining answers. Again, Coke and Pepsi off the board. Name a soda that people like to drink.
Sprite, Bob.
Sprite. If Sprite's there, you're going to get all of these points. And again, have a huge performance. Otherwise, Grant's going to lose by a little less. Show me Sprite. That's up there. It's worth 8 points only.
Wow.
That was the last answer you could have given me, but you got it. 114 more points going to Dawn. That means you are going to end with a score of 285 to zero.
That's okay.
Diet Coke.
Oh, come on. That's the subcategory.
Diet Coke is the number two answer. Well, two that definitely aren't subcategories. Dr. Pepper.
For Bradley, I should have said that.
Yeah. And little 13-year-old Mikey would have been very upset that you did not put what he drank a 2-liter of every single day. Mountain Dew.
Dang it.
Mountain Dew. I like to party.
I like to party with my Mountain Dew.
Code Red.
There you go.
Get that Code Red.
Do you like Baja Blast?
I remember that. Oh, yeah. Go to Taco Bell, get their special flavors.
Yeah. No? Mike?
I do not. But I like Code Red.
Code Red.
I like Game Fuel. That was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
That was like an orange version.
The orange one, yeah. The Game Fuel, too.
What about Crush? No Sierra Mist on there?
No Sierra Mist.
Starry?
No.
Orange Sorry. Crush. That's what shut me down.
That's right.
That's all right.
Thanks for playing, Grant.
Big L.
All right. Well, we hope to have you back tomorrow. And thanks for tuning in to Appetizer Madness broadcast. Man. And we'll be back tomorrow. Up next, Lori and Julia.
Bye.
Bye.